Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser.
The first circle, and what I would say that every couple needs to start with, is connection.
One of the gentlemen she was talking to every week said that her call is the only person that she talks to other than kind of medical professionals.
We have guys in Stockton, part of our team. We have a ministry team that goes around, just talks to people, knocks on doors, says hello. And the biggest thing they get response for is, can we pray for you?
Elevating the kingdom of God throughout Newcastle and the Hunter. This is Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser.
Hey, Rick Prosser, Kingdom Works here. Hey, it's really good to be with you again. Go to our website, kingdomworks.org.au, and that's where you can find us. We've got a little e-news that goes out every few weeks. Subscribe to that, and we'll inform you about a few things that's happening around the region. Really good things happening, actually. And we'd love to hear from you, so shoot me an email. And we'd love to get some feedback from you. Perhaps you might have something that could be compatible with this program. In and around the region. You're going to love my special guest today, Simon Hearn. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, thanks, Rick. Great to be with you and great to share.
Fantastic. We're at Hunter Christian School. Hunter Christian School. What's this, 40 years old?
Yeah, just over.
Just over 40 years.
The original Christian school of the Hunter region.
The original Christian school of the Hunter region.
Yeah.
I'm told, now I don't know whether this is true or not, I'm told, and I think this came from outside of the region initially, that the Hunter region is the for the state is the Bible Belt of Christian education.
Well, definitely when you think about the amount of schools within a small geographical footprint that all started pretty much
all
around
started
the same
around
time.
40, just over 40
and then you've
years
had
ago.
Others that have been birthed out of those other schools and a desire to influence community.
That's a good thing.
It's a great thing.
It's a little bit like deja vu for me coming back to school in the principal's office.
Well, a little bit like that for me too, because I was actually a student here and did my HSE here. And when I came back as principal, I actually had some of the teachers that taught me that new secrets about me. So I had to be careful in that space.
And my wife was a student here too. And I'm quite... this is probably not the original principals, but
it's probably
got
Susan's initial.
I've got
all
no
of that
doubt
somewhere.
She was a regular attendant at the principal's office. There's no doubt about that. And but it's a great place of Christian education. And my understanding, Simon, is that Christian education, the enrolments is on the increase.
Yeah, definitely.
And has been for probably what, a decade or more?
Yeah, definitely the last decade that the community are wanting to have that alignment between home and school. And with some of the changes of the pressures of family life and the kids exposed to things, I think that's a big change for a lot of families.
Yeah, and it's not just Christian families.
No, definitely. So we're having a lot of families that are paying good money to send their kids here that don't have their own faith, and equally families from different faith backgrounds that, again, we sit down and talk around what it is that Christianity is about and those missional conversations, yet they still want their kids to be exposed to the values that come from having a community where all the staff come from a Christian foundation and attend church regularly, those sorts of things. That
when we talk about the values, just what are some of those sort of values?
Serving authentically, loving your community, engaging in that space. So for us, even the sense of being passionate pursuers of knowledge, you think about the world that the young kids live in with AI. We can't just alienate those things from our learning, but we've got to change how we assess.
I'm becoming a bit of a friend with AI.
It's pretty heavy, isn't it? It's got some good things that come out of it.
I reckon it won't be before long we'll be able to do an AI-created Kingdom Works program.
There you go. But I think, I think AI, it's one of those things a lot of people are scared with. And in education, I was just meeting with Avondale University recently. And again, you've got to change what those things are, because if we're continuing to assess the same ways that we have, all we're doing is testing a computer today. And that's not good. It's not preparing our young people for life. We really here at Hunter want to give our young people the opportunity to succeed and influence their world. That sense of influence is big for our graduates.
It's good. It's good, man. Do you use pens and pencils at school?
Yeah, still do.
Still do?
There's some really good research on that. So we've done some work over the last year with a Harvard neuroscientist on how the brain actually learns. And a fascinating story in this that 2,500 years after Jesus was on this earth teaching and working with his disciples and others, we've now got neuroscience that actually backs up Jesus's model for teaching. So that first get alongside, give the experiences, live life together is the most powerful way.
Yep.
when you can't do that, telling stories and the parables you see, that now in the most modern literature and research from this Harvard neuroscientist. And also, too, in education, there's always been this nature-nurture debate. Is it your genetic disposition or is it your environment that you come from? And she's gone, well, you know what? It's all of it. You've got a genetic disposition. You can't disprove that. But then you've got the environment and showing resonant images of brain stimulus. But then she really uses this great terminology that we in churches know, free will. She goes, you've got this, but then you've actually got a choice how you respond to that stimulus. And again, it brings back to that faith story of we want to have our young people through Christian education be equipped to live in the world, to influence their world for God's glory by influencing their family and stories of our young kids in kindy going home and sharing chapel songs and lives being transformed in families.
Absolutely. That's exactly what we want. I'm just looking around your office now at Liberty University. You're a doctor. Dr. Hurd.
Mr. Hurd, Simon Hurd's good enough for me.
That's impressive. It is impressive. That's impressive. Hey, and I mean, obviously, part of the values of faith is generosity.
Yeah.
And it's not you guys have entered into that, and you're generous in a whole bunch of different things. But you are opening up an opportunity right now for some families.
Yeah.
Around scholarships. So just share with our listeners a little bit around that.
Yeah. So again, as a community, we're really having a heart for the broader community. So we've had some scholarships for families that can't afford to be part of our school community, and we want to make it accessible for some of those. And seeing that sense of community that comes together is really critical for us. And again, providing a foundation where families that love the values alignment between the faith foundations, home, school, and the opportunities beyond school.
Yep.
So where we want to have those conversations with families that the cost is a prohibitive for them, and to explore some scholarship opportunities into that.
Awesome. I mean, I was just with some friends the other week and talking around the statistics on financial distress in the nation. I think it's, you know, a third of Australians are in some level of financial distress, and so for many of us that may be even near that world, in it or near it, Christian education is not even a thought.
100%. It's one of those areas that, again, we've got staff, we've got other people that contribute to some of these funds to make it available, and to really have a board that are committed to wanting to have a community of faith that's accessible to all is really important. And that sense of influencing our world is the foundation of what we do. It's about helping young people have a purpose beyond who they see themselves. And we live in a world where these young people are bombarded by messages day in, day out. The stories that they see, the Instagram highlight reels, their B reels, that they're trying to live up to something that none of us ever had.
Yeah.
They see the best of the best. They don't see the worst of things.
Yeah, there should be other highlight reels.
Yeah.
We should go to the
reality.
We should go to the editing room. Hey, if you just joined us, Rick Prosser here, Kingdom Works. My special guest today from Hunter Christian School is Dr. Simon Hurd. Principal Hurd. What do the students call you?
Get them to call me Mr. Hurd.
Mr. Hurd.
Yeah, so for me, the reason I studied Doctorate of Strategic Leadership from Liberty University, they're a Christian university in the US, I'm a passionate believer in leadership and that you grow and develop when you're continually lifelong learning in that space. And there were great new things I took away around it. So my research at the end was around faith-based schools and the governance of those in a modern world and the challenges of economies and things like that. But then there were subjects that I had to take. So coaching from a biblical worldview. Genesis story, I'd never seen it as a coaching conversation between God and Adam. But when you take that lens and you have to take research and put it through a biblical worldview, it's new horizons of going, there were big open-ended questions. Yeah. It wasn't God saying, you've got to do this or I know where you are, but it was that, where are you? What are you doing? Who told you?
Yeah.
Quite a powerful insight for me.
Very cool. And so scholarships, we're talking a little bit then about financial distress and the pressures in the family home. And so this is an opportunity for that.
Yes, definitely.
For people that may be under pressure in the financial world, you dearly love your child, or you may know of a family who would dearly love their child to be in an environment like this, where it's Christian education, it's a different experience than just public education. Not that there's anything wrong with 100%. Public education.
And
all
there's
good.
Great public schools out there, and we regularly come in contact with them. We've got a Global Leadership Summit day that we're hosting, and we're providing free to our local public high schools to come along and share as part of that. So we value that relationship. We see that public education is a significant part of our community. But
I'm a product of public education.
And when you see the challenges of the modern world, though, and some of the curriculums that are in play, we use vocab with our families and with our young people in class. Simple things like when we look at mathematics, people might say, why do you need a Christian maths teacher? And I argue this regularly in a political space in Canberra, and I'm off to Canberra on Sunday and Monday of next week. But they don't get that. When we stop and think about it, we talk about time, we talk about structure of mathematics, having formulas. It's all about order and structure, creation. And so then when we're talking about, it's easy to talk about nature, and these are the catchphrases that a lot of secular organisations have brought into our mainstream vocab. But if we stop and flip that, instead of talking about nature, we talk about creation. Automatically, it then makes us start talking about a creator. And so it's really interesting how we work with our staff in something as simple as a word like creation can open up a God conversation that's so rich and so transformational. And so we really see that it's the alignment between home and school that the kids spend probably more influenced time at school than they do at home.
Oh, absolutely. Lots of stats on that. Well, as they, particularly as they're maturing and getting older. What's scholarships aren't new for you. Hunter here. You get feedback from parents that got their kids into the school, and what's their story and experience? So I'd imagine the whole family's benefiting here.
Oh, definitely. So one of the really interesting things was recently we were doing some posts of social media of the great things that are happening around here.
The Highlight Reel.
Yeah, Highlight Reel. We've got a business academy, which is something new, looking at how we provide our young people that sense of entrepreneurship.
Yeah, that's very cool. That's very innovative.
We give an ATAR.
Yeah.
Because an ATAR is simply a number on a page. We want all of our young people to have success. So those that wanted to go to university next year from our graduating class, every single one of those that wanted that pathway got an early entry before they sat their exams way back in September. A number of our other kids have done certificate threes while they've been here at school. And that also gives a vocational pathway. Yep. And many of our young people have picked up an apprenticeship over the last month or two. Others are going into gap years. These are our year 12 graduates that are finishing after a big part of their life here. But they're broader than that. They're equipped to influence. At Liberty, the catch cry of my study there was training champions for Christ, and we would love to take that, but that's a space that they're in. But we, our catch line is igniting a life of purpose. When our young people actually know where they stand, they have a sense of reason that's God inspired, and when that's fulfilled, big things happen.
Families benefit, communities benefit, everyone benefits.
Yeah.
Magnificent. Just in closing, Simon, just to give us a minute on a scholarship and what's it look like, and you know, people are going to want to get in touch around this, so we'll make sure we've got all the details in our socials and online for that. Go to our website, kingdomworks.org.au. You can email us and direct contact.
We're really looking for opening the opportunity for some of those people that finances, as Rick said there, that the financial pressures where the world's at today, that it's just not on the radar, but it's something that you really value. You want your child to be influenced to change the world that we live in today. We look broader. the world is a pretty horrible place today for our kids to look out and see world wars essentially happening. So the opportunity to be supported financially so that the fees are not an issue. We've got a number of spaces that we can engage conversation. We still go through an interview process and share the journey of who we are. But again, the opportunity to connect for a period of time to be part of that school community.
Brilliant. For young people. Well, well done to you guys and the board for being courageous and offering this opportunity. Magnificent. Hunter Christian School scholarships will be closing in early December. And so really, if this is stimulating you or you may know of a family, certainly send them to Dr. Hurd's way or get in contact with us and in contact with him. Simon, awesome having you on the program, mate. Thank you. Well done to you and your staff at Hunter Christian School. It's great being with you again. Go to our website, kingdomworks.org.au, and that's where you can find us.
This has been Kingdom Works on Rema FM.